This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know how New Yorkers like to say it's the greatest city in the world? Well, not so fast, huh? Because have you seen the New York City subway lately? It's a mess. Most recently this morning, 34 people were hurt after an A train in Harlem derailed inside a tunnel, leaving passengers to walk 200 feet through the dark and the smoke and the rats to get out. Delays, as you might imagine, spread through the whole system, which on the one hand is news. To New Yorkers, though, Tuesday. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports the transit system in the biggest city in the country has more problems than it can handle and not nearly enough money.
Ask a New Yorker how they feel about the subway.
Subway travel is a struggle. There are always delays.
They're repairing.
Oh, I would definitely give it C minus.
The weekends, an F.
Stephen Gard, Maria Dana, Brendan Tormey, Mikey Dallas, all among the 6 million commuters that ride the subway each day. Consistent, unpredictable, maddening subway delays have real economic consequences. Mikey Dallas got a job in Williamsburg, and then his subway stop was shut down for construction.
Yeah, because of that, I had to eventually leave the job because I wasn't able to make it to work.
In 2012, there were about 28,000 delays a month. Today, there are more than 70,000 delays. The system has two basic problems. One, it's 113 years old.
We are trying to run a 21st century global capital using 1930s technology.
John Raskin directs the Riders Alliance. The rail cars and signal systems need replacing. There's still damage from Hurricane Sandy, plus a new tunnel to build and lines to extend. And the subway is so constantly in use that there's no good time of day or night to shut it down and fix it. Problem two, money. New York State put funding on autopilot for generations. Veronica Vanterpool runs the Tri-State Transportation Campaign.
A lot of those funding streams or the portions of fees and taxes that make up those funding streams have not changed over many years.
She says the subway system could need $20 to $35 billion more than it's getting in the next 5 years. New York State just hasn't figured out how to come up with the money. For a subway system that supports 10% of the country's GDP. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.